Book 4, The Visit, written by Glenn McDougall.
Kat usually checked her email before she left for school each morning. She was about to log off when she heard the ping sound and an email dropped into the inbox. It was from her dad in Germany.
Hi, Kat. How are you? Good news. I have some time off this month and I'm coming to visit for a week. I'll call tonight to talk to you and your mom about the details. Have a good day at school. Lots of love, Dad.
Kat's dad was a surgeon. He worked at a big hospital in Germany. He was very busy and he didn't go on vacation too often. Kat missed her dad a lot. And he missed her too. They wrote to each other a few times a week. Kat loved both her parents. She was always hoping they would get back together.
My dad is coming to visit,
Kat told Amy.
Wow, Kat, that's great,
said Amy. She gave Kat a big hug. She knew it was hard for her best friend with her dad so far away.
Maybe now he and Mom will get back together,
said Kat. That night, Kat and her mom were watching TV when the phone rang.
Ah!
They both jumped and screamed, then looked at each other and laughed. Kat was still laughing when she answered it.
Kat, it's great to hear your voice. You sound so happy. Listen, I've bought the tickets and I arrive next Friday. I can't wait,
said her dad.
Me too, Dad,
said Kat.
Dad's coming next weekend,
Kat told Amy the next morning.
Last night we talked for a really long time. Then Mom talked to him. Mom usually makes me turn off TV early on weeknights. But they talked so long, I even got to see the end of the show. Mom looks so happy. It's like they never got divorced.
Your parents never fight, and they're always so nice to each other. Why did they split up?
Asked Amy.
I often wonder about that, too. Mom said she'd explain it when I'm a little older,
said Kat.
We should help them get back together. They haven't seen each other for a long time. They just need a little help,
said Amy.
First, we need to get your mom looking beautiful.
Mom, today's your day off. Let's go to the beauty parlor. You have to do something about your hair. It's a mess,
said Kat.
My hair? What's wrong with it? It's never bothered you before,
said her mom.
And afterwards, we're going to buy clothes at that cool new store near the gym. You know what Dad's like. He'll invite us to a really fancy, expensive restaurant the way he always does. And we...
Slow down, Kat. Okay, we'll go shopping,
laughed her mom. She knew how excited Kat was to see her dad. Early on Saturday morning, Kat's dad arrived at their apartment. He gave Kat an enormous hug.
Kat, look at you. You're so grown up. And you're as pretty as your mother,
said her dad. Then he gave Kat's mom a hug and kissed both her cheeks.
Now let's go and have some fun,
he said. They all got in the car and headed to Adventure World, a cool theme park in Madison City.
What's the scariest ride in this whole park, Kat?
Asked her dad.
The rattlesnake is really scary,
said Kat.
Right, let's all go on that one,
her dad said.
The three of them went on the ride.
It was so scary, but it was such fun. They screamed and laughed the whole way. When the ride was over, Kat said she was hungry.
Can I get a hot dog and a soda?
Asked Kat.
Sure,
said her mom.
There's a stand over there.
You go and we'll wait here.
As Kat waited in line, she watched her mom and dad talking. Her mom looked serious, but then she smiled and put her hand on her dad's arm. She nodded and they hugged. What were they talking about? They had a great week! On the last night of his visit, Kat's dad took them to the best restaurant in Parkdale for a wonderful dinner. Kat's mom looked beautiful. Her dad was handsome and charming. Kat was so happy.
I want this moment to last forever,
she thought. After dinner, they all went home for coffee.
Mom, Dad, look at us. We're a family again. Why can't you two get back together?
Said Kat. Her mom looked very serious.
Kat, honey, we have something to tell you.
Yes?
She said. Her heart was thumping. Kat's dad spoke.
Kat, you know I was very lonely when you and your mom left Germany. Now I've met someone. She works with me. Her name is Monica and she's from Madrid in Spain. She has two daughters about your age. I came to tell you and Mom that I want to get married again.
Kat was shocked. She was shaking.
No, Dad, that's impossible! You and Mom are happy again!
She shouted.
You can't marry somebody else!
Calm down, Kat. Listen to me,
said her dad.
We're still family. But Monica and the girls are really nice. I know you'd like them.
I wouldn't like them. Why are you with them? What about me? I need a father too,
yelled Kat. She burst into tears and ran to her bedroom. On Sunday, Kat still wasn't talking to her parents. Her mom knocked on her bedroom door.
Kat, I know you're sad and angry, but your dad is flying back to Germany tonight. You really should say goodbye,
said Mom.
I don't want to see him. I don't want to see you either. This is your fault too,
shouted Kat. All day her dad waited for Kat to call, but she didn't. When it was time to go to the airport, he called her, but she wouldn't speak to him. He got into the taxi feeling very sad. Her mom stood outside Kat's door.
Kat, I've never told you this story, and I should have. So I'm sorry. When you were born, I quit my job to look after you. When you went to kindergarten, I really wanted to go back to work. I really loved my job and I missed it. I wanted to keep helping people. But it was hard for me to get a job in Germany because I didn't speak German well. At the same time, our marriage wasn't happy. It wasn't anybody's fault. But your dad and I started to want different things in life. Then I heard about a wonderful job in Parkdale, my hometown. Your dad and I spoke about it for months. He loved his job too, and he didn't want to leave Germany. It was very hard for him. He knew he was going to miss you so much. But he also knew that the job at Parkdale Hospital was my dream job. I'm very grateful to your dad. He's a wonderful man, and he deserves to be happy,
said Mom. At the airport, Kat's dad checked in and waited near the departure area. He stared at his cell phone, hoping that Kat would call. Suddenly, he heard his name.
This is the final call for passenger Carl Kinski. German Airlines flight GA27 is ready to depart. Passenger Kinski, please go to gate 36 immediately,
said the airport announcer. Kat's dad stood in the line to go through security to the gate. He took a last look around.
Sir, is everything all right?
Said the security guard.
Yes, Yes, thank you. Everything's fine,
he said. He quickly wiped a tear from his cheek and moved forward in the line.
Dad!
He thought he heard a shout. He looked around.
Dad, wait!
It was Kat. She ran up and hugged him.
I'm so sorry, Dad. It's okay, I understand. I want you to be happy too.
Oh, Kat, thank you. I'm so happy you came. I have to go now, my flight is leaving. But before I go, promise me one thing.
Sure, Dad, what is it?
Asked Kat.
I want you to come to Germany over the summer vacation. I want you to visit me and meet Monica and the girls. I'll send you the tickets. Please say you'll come. It would make me so happy.
I will, Dad. I'd love to,
said Kat.
Have a good flight. See you in the summer. Goodbye.